takkan musnah, terlanjur abadi. Semua yang telah lalu takkan menggontai pilu. Semua tak terlupa, telah terukir nyata. Takkan pernah tergulung untuk menepis bayangmu. Tak berdaya bila rindu meninggalkanmu selalu. Takkan pernah terkumpul untuk menepis bayangmu. Tak berdaya bila rindu meninggalkanmu selalu. Selagi bumi itu tak senada irmanmu, seraya sinar burungmu.
Today's edition of the Traditional Song on Music Corner presents a song from North Kalimantan entitled Yaki Bantawol. The song Yaki Bantawol tells people of Tidung about folklore of Batu Tinagar legend, Tidung tribe, North Kalimantan. The lyrics tell about the story of Grandpa Bantawol, a person whose life was always in need. Yaki in the Tidung language means grandfather. One day, Bantawol went to a rocky mountain which is called Batu Tinagar. There, Yaki Bantawol met a very beautiful woman. In fact, the woman was a princess from heaven. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from North Kalimantan entitled Yaki Bantawol by Fika Julia. Enjoy!
Oh. You're still listening to Radio Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. So let's see some recent updates from Indonesia. One of them is about our IDX or our stock exchange, in which that the IDX or Indonesian stock exchange on Monday is predicted to be moving a little bit flat amid the market that is still wait and see towards Indonesia's consumer trust index. Reported by Antares.com, the Indonesian stock exchange was open weakening 31.07 points or 0.47% to the position of 6,604.93. Meanwhile, the LQ45 index also experienced a slowdown or even a decrease by 6.70 point or 0.89% to 743.69%.
Let's jump, say, dance, say, everybody say, yo, don't stop, never can't, you are who, I know, so why, so why? Voice of Indonesia.
Only in Indonesia.
When does one really reach maturity? Nias people have a way to find out. There is a Pahombo Batu, the most well-known culture from Nias Island, North Sumatra Province. Pahombo Batu is done by a young man in traditional costume. If a young man decides to do the Pahombo Batu and succeed, he will be seen as a grown-up. This young man must jump over a small stone pyramid. This pile of stone is around 2 meters tall. During the jump, the visitor can only see the action from afar.
Listener, here is quote of the day. One can be great only when they change the world into a better place. A quote by Bung Tomo. Listener, Bung Tomo is a national hero of Indonesia. He played a crucial role in maintaining Indonesian independence. He is known for his blazing spirit for revolution and consistency in fighting the colonizers. He moved through physical struggle and propaganda. Bung Tomo's famous speech burned the spirits of youths and Islamic boarding school students. He also showed creativity in formulating strategy while showing honesty and integrity. And listener, that's quote of the day.
At RA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music labels, podcast, video news, and various user interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Belum ada satu bulan, ku yakin masih ada sisa wangiku di bajumu. Namun kau tampak baik saja, bahkan senyummu lebih lepas. Sedang aku di sini hampir gila. Kita tak temukan jalan. Sepakata kiri setelah beribu debat panjang.
Benadio with Satu Bulan. It's about a song about someone breaking up and not even in 1 month, well, their ex suddenly be with somebody else. And basically the song is just an overthinking about a breakup. But of course, in 1 month, what is too fast, what is too long, we cannot know. And of course, we believe that it's not only taking 1 month, but also several more times to tackle down the online gambling in Indonesia. And against this, the Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs, Mutia Hafid, and also the National Police Chief General, Listio Sigit Prabowo, recently had a meeting to strengthen the synergy in handling several cases, including about the base transceiver station or fake BTS, not the BTS, that one, no, the base transceiver station, and also the online gambling in Indonesia. And apparently the meeting was held on Thursday, and according to the minister, apparently the digital security is a priority by the government. And she said that there is no tolerance for cyber criminals that threatens the public's safety. And the minister also affirmed the importance of a tight collaboration between the government and the law enforcement in creating a safe and trustworthy digital ecosystem in their country. And all this, listener, is based on the reports that is received by the Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs about scam messages that people receive. And apparently it was not coming from the official servers, but instead the criminals abuse radio frequency to send message massively to the people, well, for scamming. And for this, the government once again is synergizing with police and our law enforcement to make sure that the scammers will be taken down.
Manalah ku tahu datang hari ini, hari di mana ku melihat dia, yang tak ku bidik, yang tak ku cari, sudah benih patah hati lagi. Tahu begini,
jika bisa memilih tak bertemu pasti
itu yang ku pilih.
Jika bisa ku hindari garis interaksi,
itu yang ku pilih. Ingin bawanya ke tempat-tempat indah, tipikal bisa ingin tahu pikirnya. Entah ini ingin, entah ini sayang, di hati rapuh tanpa wahana. Oh, lagi-lagi
aku yang dapatkan dari dia.
Oh, asih sendu, itu yang ku pilih.
Aku yang tak kuasa
mengendali hati, tak sama ku pilih. Alam dan seluruh energinya, apa dalam ciptanya adaku. Bila bukan untuk aku, hindariku dari patah hati itu.
Jika dia memang bisa untukku sini, dekat dan dekatlah. Dan jika dia memang bukan untukku, tolong berada-ada.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. but you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Voice of Indonesia.
Disenyum malam, lamunan memanjang setelah letih kehidupan. Ku coba pejamkan mata, tetap ku terjaga melewati hampa. Seketika kepala ku berputar seperti sesuatu. Mencoba mengerti masa lalu.
Overthinking, apa ku tak let go. Pikiran ku spin-spin, cepat like turbo. Mama tanya kenapa aku go slow-mo. Sorry if I'm in my lane, aku tidak FOMO. Tak mengerti kenapa pikiran ku upset. Tenggelam di kamar ku sambil pain offset. Ku lawan imaji, dalam bait ini. Terbawa arus, orang macam tsunami.
Berhentilah berbicara. Berhenti memikirkan semua.
Jangan sorry come in, don't hit on my line. Kalau mereka tak suka, itu big crime. Tapi kalau mereka obsessed, itu bad sign. Lihat aku di TV, aku on the screen. Tak berkau dari rumah sini, kapan kemari. Personality, better than reality. And if you hate me, I love me, I don't give a fuck, I mean.
Doah and Remango with Suara Dalam Kepala or The Voices Inside the Head. And if you got any voices inside the head that wants you to tell us what we need to do to bring you more information and also better service for you, you can go to our email address voylisteners@gmail.com or our WhatsApp number +62 821 2381 2130 and also our social media accounts. Instagram, TikTok, VOI_official, and Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia. And here is the latest piece by Leto, Sebening Senja, As Clear as the Twilight. Of course, the people around Indonesia is waiting for the sunset or even the time to break their fast. After 13-hour fasting, of course, getting the right meal might help to make your day. Especially after fasting, of course, you cannot say bad thing. You got to control your emotion and you might expect to get this food that will make your day. And in Indonesia, we got so many choices, or honestly, it is too many choices. But this one, I would like to pick two for you, which is apparently pizza and nugget, but coming from Indonesia, or in Natuna. And the name is Tabel Mando and Karnas. And here is the story about Tabel Mando and Karnas.
When visiting the archipelago, the first thing that comes to mind is the cuisine. The Voice of Indonesia team on a visit to Natuna Riau Islands did not waste the opportunity by exploring the specialties of this northernmost region in Indonesia.
selai selai ikan selai kalau dipindah kodak waktu.
Of the many typical Natuna foods, we were very interested in foods that are thought to have existed for hundreds of years, namely the tabel mando and kernas. At first glance, the shape resembles contemporary food, namely pizza and nugget, a typical food from Italy and America. When the Voice of Indonesia team tasted it, we immediately liked the taste, which is delicious, savory, and said to be very nutritious because the main ingredients are sagu and fresh sea fish, which have number one quality. The same thing was also expressed by a tourist from Jakarta, Yasno.
Delicious. The fish doesn't taste fishy.
More interestingly, this tabel mando and kernas snack does not exist in any area except in Natuna. We think that its taste is very good and able to go national and even international, beating pizza and nuggets, which have only been popular in Indonesia in the last few decades, while this Natuna specialty is believed to have existed for centuries. The Voice of Indonesia team searched for this delicious food maker by tracing from one resident's house to another around Ranai City, the capital of the Natuna district. According to information from a local resident, we met Juleha, 34 years old. There is something unique about this woman who has had 3 children, because she is very famous as a maker of pizza and nuggets ala Natuna. Juleha is better known by the nickname Juve, reminiscent of the nickname of the famous Italian football club Juventus. When we met her, Juleha was frying the final stage of the process of making kernas before being served or ready to be consumed as a snack.
In the process of printing and while frying too.
Juleha said that she is able to make tabel mando and kernas because she got a recipe from her parents. This recipe has been passed down from generation to generation. Of the 6 siblings, her parents entrusted the recipe more to her because she is the only one who inherited the recipe for making tabel mando and kernas with details and how to make them, including the prohibitions and taboos that should not be done. According to Juleha, it's not because of belief or mystic, but it's rather to keep the taste itself. Because if prohibitions or taboos are violated, the tabel mandu and kernas will not turn out as desired, including destroying the shape and taste of both. According to Juleha, processing food made from sagu and fresh sea fish is not difficult. It only takes patience for perfect results. She briefly explained how to make the tabel mandu.
Sagunya kita ongseng dulu, agak-agak setengah masak gitu.
I roasted the sagu first. It was a bit half-cooked, and then I combined it with other spices such as salad fish and garlic, shallots, which have been mashed. They are mixed into the grated coconut, immediately stirred together, and then stirred again with the roasted sago. Afterwards, the dough is made like a flap, covered, just to keep the heat low. So it doesn't cook all at once. So it cooks better and the inside part is chewy like pizza.
Meanwhile, kernas, which has a texture similar to nuggets, is a mixture of white tuna and sagu. Uniquely, the sagu used is grain sagu instead of sagu flour. After the dough is molded and then fried, the black sagu grains like whole black pepper grains stand out, making the shape of the kernas more attractive and appetizing.
The tuna uses tuna or white simbek fish. In Natuna it is called simbek debit. The fish is clean, the bones removed, can be pounded or blended.
seperti bawang putih saja ya.
Then there are other spices such as garlic, black pepper, and devil's chili pepper. Other spices are to taste according to needs and the manufacturing process. Half of the sago grains are cooked first. Sago grains that have been cooked are then mixed with raw and whole grain sago.
The tabel mando and karnas are two of the many special Natuna specialties. These foods are served for daily meals such as for snacks, family meals, traditional and government events. Even it's so popular, the tabel mando and karnas also become souvenirs for tourists. According to head of the Natuna Tourism and Culture Office, Hardi Nancah, the tabel mando and karnas are superior culinary products from Natuna Regency, Riau Archipelago Province.
Nggak ada di tempat lain.
It doesn't exist anywhere else. So it's like nuggets. Nuggets from Natuna from a long time ago.
Nah, kemudian ada lagi tabel mando.
There is more tabel mando. Tabel mando is a pizza hut from Natuna. So it's not fish stock, but it's real fish meat. So the taste of the fish is great. It's eaten with sambal. So it's made specially. You can find it everywhere, such as in Jakarta. So it's frozen. There is no preservative at all.
Hardi Nansyah hopes that someday the tabel mando and karnas will be more popular than Western food, such as pizza and nuggets.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bersamamu kita akan taklukkan dunia. Arungi samudra penuh rintangan. Bersamamu kita akan jalani semua. Jangan takut untuk melangkah bersamaku. Bersamamu kita akan berbagi semua, segala baik dan buruk diriku. Ku tahu kau ragu, biar ku beritahu padamu. Bersamamu ku akan dicintai dengan tulus tanpa. Yakinkan kamu aku yang terbaik.
Kasawami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasawami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasawami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or coat to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called kagepe. To make kasawami, initially kagepe is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the kagepe, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with kagepe flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasawami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasawamis. Kasawami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasawami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasawami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasawami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Berhembus angin malam mencekam, menghempas membelai wajah ayu. Itulah kenangan yang terakhir denganmu. Ku dekati dirimu, kau diam. Tersungging senyuman di bibirmu, itulah senyuman yang terakhir darimu.
listener, here is the news. Indonesian badminton athletes started their first training at the practice court of Utilita Arena Birmingham on Sunday local time. Reported by Antaranews.com, the training was part of preparation for the upcoming All England 2025 on March the 11th until 16th. The training was joined by Sabar Karyaman Gutama Mohreza Pahlevi Isfahani in men's doubles, as well as Febriana Dwi Puji Kusuma, Amalia Cahaya Pratiwi, and Apriani Rahayu Siti Faldia Silva Ramadanti in women's doubles. Indonesian national soccer coach Patrick Kluivert has announced the Indonesian national team's professional list for the 2026 World Cup qualifiers. The list was announced through the Indonesian Football Association, PSSI, in a written statement on Sunday, March the 9th. The list consists of 27 players, most frequently called up. However, Kluivert also called up some new names to play, such as Septian Bagaskara from Dewa United. Adelie.co.in reported that the Indonesian national football team is scheduled to play against the Australian national football team at Sydney Football Stadium on March 20th, followed by a match against Bahrain national football team at Gelorambu Karunomin Stadium, Jakarta on March 25th. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Mungkinkah kau mampir hari ini? Bila tidak mirip kau, jadilah bunga matahari yang tiba-tiba mekar di taman. Meski bicara dengan bahasa tumbuhan, ceritakan padaku bagaimana tempat tinggalmu yang baru. Padahal sungai-sungai itu benar-benar dilintasi dengan air susu. Juga badanmu tak sakit-sakit lagi. Kau dan orang-orang di sana muda lagi. Semua pertanyaan temukan jawaban. Hati yang gembira sering kau tertawa. Benarkah orang bilang ia memang suka bercanda? Mungkinkah kau mampir hari ini? Bila tidak mirip kau, jadilah bunga matahari yang tiba-tiba mekar di taman. Meski bicara dengan bahasa tumbuhan, ku ceritakan padamu bagaimana hidupku tanpamu. Tangannya masih ada di setiap waktu. Kadang aku menangis bila aku perlu. Tapi aku sekarang sudah lebih lucu. Jadilah menyenangkan seperti katamu. Jalani hidup dengan penuh sukacita. Dan percaya kau ada di hatiku selamanya. Mungkinkah kau mampu
sekarang.
Janji kita pasti kan bertemu lagi.
You've just listened a song by Sal Priadi titled Gala Bunga Matahari. The song is about the song is about facing loss. It's like what happens in your head when you are still grieving somebody else. And the song is, according to Sal Priadi, is aimed for a lot of people who passed away. And funnily though, in an interview, Sal Priadi says that the source of the song is actually not a passing of a family, but instead of his own cat. But we can say that cat is still part of everyone's family. And I wish that you can like the song by Sal Priadi titled Gala Bunga Matahari. And right now, we'll be playing a lot of songs related to, well, mental health, because we are tired about songs only about love, love, and love again. So why don't we try to heal up with a lot of good songs from in the knee.